Blog Talk Radio. under the stigma of a subscription of race.
Shaitan Rajin, Bishwila Rakman Rakin. Ashadu ilaha illallah. Ashadu ilaha ni Muhammad al Rasulullah. I only bear witness and I testify there is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. We'd like to start our Block Talk radio station coming, sponsored by Sister Claire Muhammad Sims School coming out of California. We'd like to start off tonight. I am Abdullah Akbar. I'm one of the co-host workers here, and Suja, and my wife, Dahir Akbar, and Suja Muhammad, and sometimes A. Muhammad, Columbus, Georgia. Suja is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we also have an imam coming on, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah. He's from Atlanta, and he's working out of a masjid called in LaGrange, Georgia. So we'd like to open up with a prayer call at fight time. First we would say it in the English language, then we would say it in the Arabic. First we would say it in the Arabic language, then we would say it in the English translation. Umalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Amin, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Omni Team. Iyaka na budiyaka da sahi. Ejdi shabata musiki. Sarato Ladina and Toli him. God we may do be a lay him. While the door be I mean. We seek protection from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast, with the name of God. God is name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the chair, sustainer of all the world, the most merciful, the master, and most gracious, most merciful, master of the day of judgment, in which we all live, the alone, do we worship, and the aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast stored thy favors, and none of those who wrath were brought down, and none of those who go astray. I mean, we'd like to greet our audience again in the most respectable greeting in the world, the greatest greeting of all of the prophets, and respectful greeting of all of us, and the most given greeting in the world. And that greeting should be peace. As-salamu alaykum, simply mean God, peace be unto you. We're here tonight on the Block Talk Radio Station. Sorry we're a little late, but something came up and it caused us to be not on time. So we apologize to you, apologize for the audience for that. So what we're going to do is do the best we can with what time we have. We ask Allah to forgive us and make things better, that we get better and better in this opportunity that we have on the Prop Talk radio station. We'd like to just talk about removing all of the image that have been placed in the world, or the false image that have been placed in the world that have been given a connection to the creator of we say Allah. We said Allah do not describe partners with himself. He said he's one and alone. There's nothing like Allah. But when you give scribe partners against get with Allah, you bring about other problems that comes along with that. That's why Allah said don't make no image. And saying that, it comes with problems. He's trying to tell you don't bring the problem. Don't make no image, don't bring the problem. And this is what the pagans have done all their life. That's why prophets had to come to correct the pagans, not correct the good people, but people who had took on the mentality that something outside of themselves, something that's on this earth is greater than the one who created this earth and the stars and the moon and everything that you see, something greater than that. And so they couldn't see nothing. They couldn't imagine, so they just made anything God, or a snake or a mountain or a lake or anything they could come up with and call it God. That's had been a problem. So that's why the prophets had to come to screen out the lies that the human family has accepted and have bought into. And then along with kings and other things that they bought into to guide their worship, preachers, the guide they worship, they bought into that. And so God sent his prophets, been sending prophets, so many prophets for so many years. And now we're announcing that he has sent his last prophet, and that prophet is Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah. He is the seal of the prophet, meaning there's no more prophet to come. He was the last. He's the one Christ Jesus mentioned in the Bible as coming to lead us into all truth. And that's what Prophet Muhammad, may God, peace and blessing be upon him, forever be upon him. That's exactly what he did. He led the world, the world that want to be led into one truth. that God is one, and there's nothing like God. Nothing that you should make with your hand, nothing that you see in the water, nothing you can look up in the sky, and none of those things are God. Those things are created by the one God. And you, if you see them things, and you look at them things and study, and you see there was a powerful creator who made all them things, and he made us to reflect on his power and not no image. And that's why he brought that to Revelation. Don't make no image of him. So we are here tonight on this Rock Talk radio station trying to keep the clarity out front. That clarity is that God is one. God lives and never dies. He feeds, but he himself is not fed. He creates, but he created the earth and all everything you see, so them things can work together, and those things can also provide for his human family, which is the crown of his creation, the human family. So we're here tonight to bring this clarity to the world, because we want to see one world. We want to see one world and all us being a part of that one world. And that's why we have this Block Talk radio station, why it's so important. And our saying is a message of concern. We're concerned about the whole humanity. We're concerned about the world that we live in. We as African Americans, because Satan is real, he have caused more division to fall, more problems to fall on us than any people in the history of coming to America, because we the only people who was brought here against our will, with chains around our feet and neck, brought us here and separated us like you separate a sheep or a goat and set us throughout the country and like we were some kind of livestock. And all this has happened to us. So we are now been made the rejected and spies. And God says in his book, the rejected and spies will one day come into the leadership. We'll lead the other world that we see back to being a world that God have created. And we are doing that under the leadership of Imam Warris D. Muhammad, and now under the leadership of Mosque by Warris D. Muhammad II. And now we're getting ready for our Ramadan section. Well, for the Imam that still love and still work trying to live and keep Imam Warris D. Muhammad, Mosque and what he had left for us intact. We're trying to work and not only keep it intact, but make it grow and spread and get bigger and bigger, for the whole world can see what God have did for us. If God can turn a man around, and he have done it, turn a man around and make him the most respected people in the world and the most decent people, turn back and be decent in the world, don't you know this God doing? Because Satan world is a world that teaches the world don't have no respect for God. Live your life any way you choose. Any evil and wicked life you choose to live, live it. That's your life, is in your hand, but that's not the case. All our life is in the hands of God. God is the one who controls the storm, the wind, the rain, and everything we need and everything we don't need. Allah controls that. And all he got to do is say, be, and it will happen. That's what we got him. So he said, be, and there we are. Human beings living up on God's earth, trying to make the earth what God wanted to be, a garden of bliss, a garden of paradise for the human family. So we thank you for joining us tonight. We only pray that we said those things that bring about benefit, not those things that bring about more problems. And Allah is the guide. We ask Allah to guide our tongue, guide our words, guide our hearts with sure concern for us to only say those things that might bring some relief to you, me, and everybody that needs some relief from this ungodly, unsaken world that we've been planted in, that we live in. And believe me, when you look deep at this world, it's a good world, but you look deep, you'll see things that's all out of place. And they're all out of place because God, the Satan of this world, don't want you to have no respect for God. And to fear God is the greatest respect that you can have for yourself, because ain't too many more things that you're going to do if you respect God. You respect God, you're going to do what God has been have instructed you through Scripture. You're going to trust Scripture. And that's what God speaks to us through Scripture. He gave scriptures to the prophets, and the prophets brought those scriptures to us to help us. And we know a lot of good scriptures had been tampered with by the ungodly rulers, and ungodly people of this world. Their job is to take you out of your nature, take you out of the consciousness that God wants you to have. And that's why Allah says in the Al-Quran, don't die, then you die in a state of Islam. Die meaning, die submitting your whole will to His will. Live your life submitting your will to do the will of God. If you do that, if you stay on that course, you are on the course that God has set for His human being. So, and that's what He has said. We got jobs, some of us. We got houses, we got apartments, we got home, we got cars. All praise is due to God. But to have all them things and to have a foundation with those things is to live the life that God has instructed you to do. Satan make you think that if you try to live a life like God wants you to do, you're going to live in a dull world. Satan know how to appeal to what you call weakness. He know how to appeal to your weakness. He know how to appeal. He know how to keep you on that course because, and he's been professional at it for so many years. And you can see what happened to those before you who accept the idea of what Satan was giving out. Destruction. Huh? I can show you all these football players and basketball players got good money. Live well. If you said living well is what you see them doing. But they miserable as heck. They don't know they can enjoy a cup of bean soup, some whole wheat bread. They don't know that. They don't know that they can live without a diamond or gold, which has no value in the next world. It holds no value with the creator of this creation. It's a token of these men on earth, a way of keeping the economics going, which is good. And God set that up. Really, El Islam set that up. When you look at the system of Islam, it's based on economics, mathematics, learning, studying, and being humble to enjoy all of that. If you're not humble, you're just a snake with a lot of those things. And that's what God said. He didn't want you to become a snake. He said, stay away from the bent tree. That's a forbidden tree out there that would turn you into a snake. Something low on the ground, crawling around, causing problems, swallowing his whatever he eat alive down his throat. And that's what Satan operates, to suck all your intelligence out and swallow you alive down his throat, or economics, of all the other things that he used to call the human being to sway away from what is right. So we're here tonight. Satan is working, and we are here working. We're working to defeat Satan by bringing up our God conscious. And God conscious means that you worship nothing but the Creator, and you have no respect for Satan. Matter of fact, you don't like Satan. You don't want Satan in your life. So you show on him by letting him know that when you make your prayers, and you make 5 prayers, and you make your prayer, that your job is to run Satan clean out your life, where you don't have him as a problem. If you don't have him as a problem. And that's the only protection you can get from Allah. Satan is cruel. Satan will make you take a good body and put it in the oven and burn it. That's to save a dollar. Huh? God didn't told us to burn our body. God said put the earth body back in the ground and let it naturally deteriorate, like the body going back to the earth and deteriorate naturally. Then you got to put it in a vault. A steel vault. 500, 10,000, 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 casting. And that presents the body from material, like back to the earth, like it should. It stopped the deterioration. And when the preacher said he buried you, he said ashes to ashes, dust to dust. How can you make any ashes? You in a boat. You drying up like a prune. That's your body. You don't think you can feel something? Only Allah knows. I wouldn't take that chance of putting it in a fire. I wouldn't do that. That body has been serving you by the permission of God, and you're going to take it and put it in an oven and cook it and charcoal burn it up and then put it in a cup. Satan is cruel. And he after our children. If we going to describe a dance for our children, it's going to be decent. It's going to have moral. We ain't going to be describing no dance for our children to do a dance that bring them lower than to make them lose all respect. Now, we want to make sure they get there and enjoy themselves, but also keep the moral behavior out front. Keep God conscious out front. After all, we all got to return to God, and they should realize that. And when they get to see the majority of the people is kind and good to each other, then our children going to want the same environment, where everybody happy. They obey mama, respecting father. Huh? And they kind to each other. That's what our children gonna respect. So we're working toward that. Because it ain't enough to tell them and something we don't have. It's a shame on us. But they had to realize we've been involved with the knowledge of ourselves. We don't have all them jobs here. But we should, and we didn't. We should have been telling our children, go to school, come back and build this community up. Come back and show the human beings among us how to live their life, respecting the one creator, proper name of Allah. We should have been telling them that. But we didn't know. We didn't know that they were going to be going to school and that's going to school and just to get a job. We should be telling them, should have been telling them, come back and build your community up. Come back and own stores. Come back and own factories. Come back and make cars and trucks and airplanes and everything we need, better air conditioning. We should have been telling our children to do that. But we didn't. Tell them to get a job, join the Army, join the Navy, and see the world. And then get you a good job. Stay there long enough to retire from the Army, from the Navy, where you can have your good income coming and where you won't have to depend on nobody. Huh? We should be depending on God, what God wants to have. But we didn't know no better. We was pars and we fell under the tree. We should never had our mothers and our fathers to be put into a senior citizen home where the people they hire go in there and mistreat them, talk to them any kind of way. We didn't know no better. But we learned it. And now we see how wrong that was. Put our children in a public school where any and everything goes, where there's no moral, where the teacher might be a freak, man or woman. We gave our most precious mind to those kind of people. And many of our children, I remember my brother, friends, a Muslim brother, his two daughters was Muslim, going to school. And they used to call their dad and all the good stuff, pray five times a day. But when they was about to get on the basketball team, and one of those filthy coaches, a female, turned them out. They stopped praying. They stopped doing things. They started acting funny. They started being strangers. They left the religion. They left the idea of one God. And they bought into what their teacher had turned them out. And now both of them homosexual. Huh? Because that coach turned them out. All this is still going on today. Because we trust our most precious minds with evil and wicked people because they carry a smile, because they make a smile. And those children could have been some of the most productive children that we had. But that's why so many, if we had kept and saved as many of our children that we brought, that we had during the time of the nation, we'll have our own nation. But we lost them to this wicked world who was waiting to gobble them up. And they did that. And that's why the jail and the prison throughout America is filled up with some of our Muslim children is growing up or living in jail right now because they didn't get the proper understanding from home about this religion. And so they fell into the wrong environment. So now they have to pay for that. Huh? So we lost them, many of them. Huh? And I see it all the time. Mama, Muslim, father, Muslim, the son, daughter, you can't say what they are. Because this is the world is telling them, let your children be whatever they want to. Let them experience the drugs and all the other shameful things. They might come back. They'll come back. And many of them don't make it. So we should have had the art to put our children on, like Noah. But we didn't. So we lost the most precious thing God had trusted with. And that was a new life coming into this world to try to make the world a better place. But they lost out because we didn't do a great job. Some of us did the best we could, but we lost our church. So all praise is due to Allah. If there's anyone on this Bout Talk radio station tonight would like to share or like to say, speak All they got to do is match one and come into the queue, and we will turn your mic on and let you share in its most excellent talk that we are basically talking about the Quran. We're basically talking about the natural way of living. That's basically what we're talking about. That Satan took the natural way of living from a whole lot of people. And when they see the fire, according to the Quran, when they see the fire, many of them going to say, I wish I had to listen. I wish I had to believe. The fire is real. Have taqwa for the fire. Believe that there's a fire raging that you can't see. They're going to be full of women and men and stones, as Almighty God has said. Why? Because they refuse to live a decent life. They refuse to obey morals. They refuse to reflect and know that many men and women have lost their life so they can have the type of life they have. And they took that type of life and they just got filthy with it. So let's work on ourselves. Let's work to share what we have with everybody else. Not just one people, but all people. That's what Allah said. Allah said, you might say that your people, they people, we're all God's people. No matter what we look like or where we come from on this earth, we are the creation of God. We didn't separate ourselves. We were separated by an enemy, and they were separated by an enemy of opposition of what God wants. But we can overcome that. We told the SCLC and the NACP brothers, they're going to be marching forever. Because until you tell the people that there is only one God, that no man can die for another man's sin, put that on the mind that no man leave this earth without getting God's judgment. So no matter how racist somebody are, somehow evil they are, that the one who gave them the life, the one who put the heart in their chest, put the sensitivity and the sense in their body, he going to judge them. And whatever they do in this world, it will determine what God put them in the next world. That's a fact. Allah say he records everything we do from the day we born until the day we die. So anybody got anything they would love to say, now's the time. We that match one. If you match one, you can't come into the queue. That's call 444-421-5630. And I know that you'll call it and I will cut your mic on. Anybody wants to say anything or share anything with us tonight, please turn your mic on. So we said there is no God but one God. Allah is the creator of all of us. And will create all of us to get along with each other. Create us and showed us the animal world and told us not to be one. Be over the animal. If the animal don't act right, get rid of the animal. Kill the Kodiak bear. Kill the lion or the tiger. Or whatever animal, even the elephant, if he wants to act unruly, get rid of him. We can't have nothing that God created want to hurt the human being, but have to respect the human being, or we get rid of it. So all praise is due to Allah. So anybody wants to say anything, wants to make a statement, now is the time. Match one and come into your queue, and we will turn your mic on and let you say what you want to say. We don't care the criticism coming from you. We want you to say what you feel that you want to say. You have that freedom. You have that freedom to speak. So all praise are due to one God. Daya, you want to say anything? Huh? You want to say anything?
Say something in a minute.
Okay, well, I got somebody going to
say.
You want to
break fast?
Yeah, come on.
Break fast?
Yeah, I'm going to break fast, yeah. Okay, then somebody raise their hand. Allahu Akbar, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Wa alaikum assalam. Ramadan Mubarak.
Ramadan Mubarak.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, all praise be to Allah. Yes. I was doing my little walk today. Bismillah, Minashak, Tana Rajim. We thank Allah for our life. We thank Allah for all the good that he do.
Yes, sir.
May we reflect, and always be grateful for the good that he do.
That's right.
Express it. Oh, Akbar. Alhamdulillah.
Wait, bro.
Yeah, I was an old school colleague. He's retired. He's been retired for 6 years. But we was doing a little walk up on the hill today. And he was saying something that I knew already, but it was just good to hear a non-Muslim say, you know, how they try to give us leaders. They try to give us Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is their leader now. He's supposed to be our leader. They putting them all out there. You know, of all the great leaders we've had, Dr. King and Abu Elijah Muhammad, Malcolm X, Imam W.D. Muhammad, of course. You know what I mean? Du Bois. Booker T. Washington. They're trying to make Snoop Dogg into a hero so our children would follow after him and imitate him, you know. So these people, these devilish, really devilish, you know. And,
where they are.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I need to turn it back over to you right now, but I'll be right back. I'm gonna turn it back over to you, Akbar. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Okay, alhamdulillah, I got it. Praise be to Allah. I hate you gotta go. Anyway, alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah, the Lord, the cherished, the sustainer, all the world. We open man witness and we testify there's no God but one God. The proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this earth that we are planted on, that we are being tested on. That's the only way we are here. We are being tested by the one God. We which was worried of the great prize that Allah want to give you. The price is right is a prize giving a reward show. If you can come close to the number of an item on Price is Right, you will win that prize called Price is Right. But if you miss that, and somebody else get closer than you, then that person win that prize. All of us are in and able to win the prize, and all the prize is this stuff is us doing right with each other. How simple can that be? How about treating each other right? Now, that don't mean we're going to be perfect. We still going to make mistakes, but Allah is often forgiving the most merciful about the mistakes that we're going to make. Because this world is adding, and this world is putting out the mistakes, so we'll get a hold to them, and we will not make paradise. This is what the world of Satan is trying to do. We want you to miss paradise and go to hell. Are you going to plead that Satan? Are you going to do what Satan said do? Or are you going to be with Allah? You can't see Allah, and Satan sometimes he's invisible. He just a whisper. He whisper. Allah is telling you loud and clear through his books. That's the only way he want to talk to you. You pray to him, and he answers your prayer. So let's work in our place. Let's erase Satan. And we can do it with the truth. We got the evidence of him. Every time you see a liquor store, you see the worst Satan. Drugs. Ungodly people. They make leaves of them and give them to you. Then they tell you how much they make, how they live, where they drive, how many women they got. Oh, I'm really got a family, but they cheat on the family. They tell you all that. Then you see them in a commercial selling beer, telling everything that would destroy you. And that's what Elijah said, the Lord come in. You love Satan because he gave you nothing. Quiet, heroin, cocaine, it's nothing. Reaper. Say you the reaper and get and tell you smoke this, you'll get high. How can you get high when it makes you low down? Make you disrespectful. Make you lazy. You can't be high lazy. Let's imagine they would gave you that on the plantation. And you smoked it on the plantation. And you got laid. They would whip your skin off your back. Because you didn't pick no cotton. We built this country. The insurance company. All the major corporations, they got stronger and great off our backs. Free labor. And now it's labor with a minimum wage. It's only let you do the minimum thing you need to do. Pay your rent. Keep the light on. Stay broke. We brought them playing in the movement. Called them. Prayed as a president of the United States. And Chris said, you go to work, you work in a hospital that you can't even afford to get sick in. Say, you work and you take your broke self home and come back the next day and work with your broke self and you're still broke at the end of the week. He said, they ought to be ashamed of themselves. Now, that's what they say in the movie. Say, you get shot with your broke self, you're going to lay there and suffer in the movie. In that movie, I can't think of a real name of it. To make him feel bad by running for president, there was a drug dealer that Chris passed by, and they spoke to each other. And they used that on Chris on this campaign, they hung out with a dope dealer. A lie's a terrible thing. And this is what Satan knew. The whole picture was pointing about what Satan going to do. The first in commandment or some kind of picture name he played in. I look it up. But the strongest thing to make Chris in that movie keep running was the idea he had a strong woman by his side.
Work every time.
Strong woman. So they know what they done took from you. You don't take your woman. You ain't going nowhere without a woman. But they want you to think you can get a woman that you want like Marilyn Monroe, Beyonce, or one of them women like that think you got. You ain't got nothing. You don't have nothing. You don't have nothing. So truth had to come. And the truth from the Quran that a woman is a man, that's his garment, that's his protection. But they don't teach that in public school. They don't teach that in the church. They teach that the woman came from a rib of a man. They teach all the dumb stuff. That the woman ate from the apple, and she became the first sinner. All this foolishness. But they had to give you foolishness to keep us in foolishness. And that's what they're doing. And that means we can't save nothing. Some of us ain't got enough money in the bank to pay a 2 or 3 months rent. Because we don't want to save nothing. Why? Because Satan got us thinking that we ain't nobody. We ain't paying $300 for some tennis shoes. Not any kind of shoe. Michael Jordan tennis shoe. Leather tennis shoe. $500, $600, $900, $1,200, $1,500 tennis shoe. So you know how to work with his influence. Got me when I was a young man. We were all stars. We thought we were sharp, and we was, with some all stars and some blue jeans, some Levi's. We was sharp. Some alligator shoes and some pimp's pants.
Pimp's pants? What kind of pants?
A Gant shirt. We was sharp. Yellow, blue, dark blue. We was sharp. A straw hat. Sharp as a tack. Walk with pride. But had no protection than we had it from God, because the law enforcement didn't protect us, and our people as people, we didn't protect each other. We used to have gangs, talking about the east side, west side, and the north, and the police department controlled all the gangs. Because they know who the gang member was, who hung around, who did what they did. They had enough snitches in the neighborhood. Know everything. So, nobody's going to love us until we start loving each other. Our people are connected throughout. But we've been divided up. one been put up against each other by telling one is better than each other. And that is what you say when God has a son. The Caucasian is the best man because God chose his image to have a son in. That is the biggest portion of racism. That is the biggest add to racism that's ever been created. Saying God, the creator, one who knows all, sees all, hears all, don't let him escape his vision, got a son and picked a Caucasian people to do it. Same people that put us in bondage. That ain't nothing but cold-blooded racism. Because I seen African-Americans who was inferior, who didn't have no love, like real care for themselves. And they would tell you they weren't worth a quarter. So let's wake up and see what happened, so we don't let another generation suffer from the ignorance that this world have given us. So we here tonight. We will be here every night, except Friday, talking about the one God, talking about saving our children, saving everybody who wants to be saved. And God is the Savior. We ain't saving nobody. We have to attempt to save ourselves. And the first step we do is stay away from things God told us to stay away from. Then we on the road to save ourselves. Satan will mess up everything. And that's his job. His job is to mess up, to make the one that God created unfit to receive the blessing and the good life or the honest life that God wanted to have. That's Satan's job to stop that. So we want to defeat Satan. We want to defeat his scheme of Satan. We want to destroy and defeat the scheme of Satan. I'm going to take all of us good people that God has put on the earth. So I see we have another person with his hand up. I'm going to bring this person up. Shujah Muhammad, and co-host Perkins here.
As-salamu
alaykum.
Walaikum as-salam. Look here, man. We just had a problem, and if you can give me 3 minutes, let me call up Don and break my fast, and I'll be right back online. Okay. All right. Thank you. Ramadan Mubarak.
So, go over. I got to break his fast. I kind of broke mine. War on the day and get back to work. We live in some serious times. The scripture pointed to them. All the prophets pointed to this day and time. Ezekiel Wheel is no different than the car you driving, rolling around. Look like a spaceship, don't it? When you ain't used to seeing a car, it looked like a spaceship. There was a man that I met who had been in prison just about all his life, kind of old guy. Nice as he can be. He lived at the church. Because all his family that he started out with was passed away. He had been in jail 40 years. And you might say, what in the world did he do? what did they do to him? Here's a man in the 30s protecting his sister from being raped by a Caucasian man. He said he tried to stop the man in defense, and he had to kill him. And they gave him the death sentence for that. All them years, the pill, because those people know that he would defend his sister. He had a right to defend the human life that he lived. And they put him in jail, threatened to put him in on death row. All the years passed, people writing, trying to prevent him from being electrocuted, appealing to the pardon parole board, which ain't nothing but a lynching mob itself, a paid lynching, a mob, a bunch of ungodly people who would let an innocent man, any man, die, a young boy, pardoning parole. And finally, that he was too old to help himself or do nothing for himself, and it's going to cause him a lot of medicine because they stopped the execution and give time in jail. And for keep him paying all them medicine bills, and paid for his hospital medicine, they put him out and let him out of jail. And when he got out of jail, he had no family to return to. So the church adopted him. He stayed at the church. And all he could do was hold his hands on his head and look at all his life, good life, and passing by. Because he put him in jail for being a natural man, for protecting his sister, for being raped by no good Caucasian man, and people still want to call them white people. I ain't never seen them. Nothing they ever did was white. The majority of them. And this ain't racism. This ain't being biased. This is bringing them back to reality. Elijah did a great job in bringing them back to reality. Elijah said they were the devil. And that was a mild saying, really. And that's something that could be described worse than a devil, then that's what they were. Inhuman. I got a nose, you got a nose. I got two eyes and a hand and two arms and two legs, and you got the same organ that I got. But you got a gun. You lazy. You need me to pick cotton. If I don't pick cotton, you're going to kill me and whatever woman that you call yourself sharing with me. If I don't pick that cotton, you're going to kill both of us. Kill the children that me and this woman have produced for your slavery. You're going to kill us all. Hang us. Or do like they did Jesus, nail me to a cross. Two pieces of wood. It's the evil that they don't want to talk about no more. Huh? They call it, what they call it down here? Not to be talking about the racism, forget it happened, but they want to talk about giving the Jew history of the Holocaust in the public school, but they don't want to talk about the Holocaust they caused us here in America. They don't want to talk about that.
That's my nigga.
Well, they got some lamb. You back to the job?
Yes, sir. I'm back, brother. Thank you, man.
Bro.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Praise be to Allah.
Praise be to Allah.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I bear witness and I testify that there is only one God. And I bear witness and I testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet, is the messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Also, I bear witness that Abraham, Christ Jesus, Moses, Noah, Lot, all those great men is God's servant. And we have believers that are living on this earth today, giving themselves to the one creator, the one God. So we testify to that and bear witness. Brothers and sisters, we know the seriousness of business. We got to have business because we got to have money. We got to have the means of exchange that have been agreed upon in the world, or here in America. So we just can't live on a prayer. We got to have that means of exchange, just like all the other citizens, and be able to secure ourselves, to maintain ourselves and maintain our family. You see, and I, if we do that, other people's gonna notice that. And the harder the thing is in this world, the more people are going to come towards us because they see how we are making it in this world. That there got to be a God, you know. And so we bear witness in that God. He's the one that gives us everything, everything. He addresses all our needs. Every inch of it, every bit of it, God addresses all our needs. He created us in a way so we are dependent on Him. You know, we got to have air, we got to have water, we got to have food. You see, so we are dependent on God, and He is the one that created all these things, and He owns all that. So we, as human beings and as citizens here in this country that believe in respecting the law, as long as it don't conflict with our religion, we are governed by a law, you know, and we as Muslims, we adhere to that law. We know, we can claim that we are law abiding citizens. Here in this country, law-abiding citizen. So when we speak, we're going to be speaking with authority, especially after we maintain some of this here wealth. What we got working for us is that God promised us this wealth. You know, God is working with us. All we have to do is submit our will to Him, you know, and be believers. Be believers, you know. Recognize, be able to look at the overall picture. All these other creatures in here, which we call human beings, we believe that they came from Adam. Nobody else. Ain't no other fathers that brought these peoples here into existence. We believe that all human beings came from Adam and Eve. You know. So we are human beings and we got to eat. We got to sleep. You know. We need a home. We got to have food, clothing. We got to look out for our young folk, for our children, our wives, and our mothers and our fathers. You know, that's the reality that we are facing. And we can't get spooked out. Let's don't get spooked out, brothers and sisters. You know, yeah, we study and we believe. And like we are fasting right now, doing this month of Ramadan, but we ain't spooky about it. We ain't spooky about it. You know, we call on God, and we know that God promised us, you know, and we want to fulfill our obligation so we can receive the promise. We know that God is not going to bless us with nothing, and we don't do nothing. So we got to. It's obligated upon us. I'm saying all this to say that we are obligated to establish businesses, brothers and sisters, and we constantly going to call upon you, and we are asking. The one that's claiming that they are Muslim and they are a believer, let's get in contact with each other. Let's come together. You know, we have a program. We got a program. We got a real program. Let's come together and establish business. Let's do that right now. Not tomorrow. Let's do it now. Let's establish businesses. And support each other. Let's start working on it. It ain't going to happen unless we start doing it. And other people's going to see it. They going to know that it's the right way. It's the only way. And the quicker we do it, brother, the better it is. The better it is going to be for us. Because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen. So we had to secure ourselves. We had to secure ourselves. You know, we're going to have to, like I say, we're going to have to eat and we're going to have to sleep. So we need all those things. We go from place to place. We're going to need transportation. All these things is real. It's not spooky. Nobody going to come down out of the sky and give us nothing. God bless those who help themselves. He bless you in what you're striving for. So let's come together. And you can contact us at any time. B-U-I-I. You can contact Agbar, Shuja, Brother Ibrahim. You know, you can contact us, Brother Mubarak. You can contact us. And let's talk about coming together, brothers and sisters, because it ain't going to be done unless we come together. We can't have no little one little thing going. And expect it gonna handle the whole situation. It's not that ain't real. That's spooky. It's not real. People do things different in each city. They do things different. You know that. As long as we working to establish ourselves, establish business, we need food, clothing, and shelter, you know. As long as we doing that, brothers and sisters, you working on the basis. You're working on the basis. Let's talk it up. and let's do it. So, brothers and sisters, you know, we apologize for coming in late, but we had some things that we had to take care of. We thank Allah. Allah is most merciful. And we thank Brother Akbar and him for holding this thing down. You know, it ain't no easy job. You know, so we pray that Allah bless them and inshallah. You know, we came to you in peace. We're going to leave in peace. As-salamu alaykum. Turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Well, thank you, Brother Sujar. Anybody else? Oh, yes, we do. We got Brother Imam. He done popped up and see what he got to say. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. Hebrew Brother Ibrahim. Unmute yourself and come on. Brother Ibrahim, unmute yourself and come on. Oh, that's Suja. Okay, that one, Ibrahim. I'm sorry. So we thank Allah for this opportunity to come into your freedom space and tonight and share with you some of the things that are affecting our world. We got to have money. We got to have jobs. And that going to happen. That ain't not going to happen until we see there's no one else to spend money with but us. And that's not racism. We don't spend money with everybody. We don't make everybody rich. You name a company, an insurance company, a big clothing retail, even in California, and Fifth Avenue, all them big, we number one running in there because the gang would act like they, you don't want them to come in here, and they gonna tear the door down. That's what we do. One of the clothing factories, a person that making clothes, Clavin Klein, whatever, I can't think of his name. One Calvin Klein, but one of them said they didn't want African Americans buying their clothes. And what happened after he made that statement? Riches and all the places, Davidson, all the places sold that man clothes. They was in our people's in there buying them clothes. And like they trying to protest. Really, they fell for the game. They fell for the open door. He didn't want us to buy his clothes. And some of us had five or ten pieces of that man's clothes in our closet because they run the game on us. They didn't want us to have their clothes. So everybody has walked on us. Under the car insurance plan, they got rich. Do you know the car insurance plays you to rent slaves? Hertz and all them people, that's why Hertz come in. They used to rent slaves. They used to rent us. They had rich slaves that built Emory University. Emory University is one of the major hospitals in Georgia. And they told them slaves that they build that hospital, they were going to let them go. Build the school, they were going to let them go. They didn't. They didn't do it. They built it, but they didn't let them go. So everybody done walked on us. We know who we don't trust. We trust them, but we don't trust each other. See the psychological effect of what racism have done to us? We trust them, but we don't trust each other. We have very little trust and love and respect for each other. That's what that racism have done to us. False worship. If you give a man false worship, that's the most oppression that you can put on a man, false worship. Because if you worship God incorrectly, you're not going to be right. I don't care if you got a suit and tie and $1 million in the bank. You're not going to be normal. because it's not designed to make you a normal human being. So we're here tonight. Has anybody else got anything they want to say before we close out, before this lady say your time is up, thank you, and good night, before she say all of that? Anybody else got anything they want to say? Be our guest to say what you want to say. We'll make it happen. We'll make it happen. Okay, we got somebody who wants to take it la la and bring her on. As-salamu alaykum.
As-salamu alaykum. I just want to give my dear sister, Daya, the greetings.
Okay.
As-salamu alaykum, my dear sister.
In the kitchen switching.
I'm doing that.
I'm doing that.
And thank you.
Okay, Sister Lala, you want to say something?
I do, alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum. The beautiful sisters. Alhamdulillah. Yes, I want to say this this message here. As-salamu alaykum. As long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants something for you, nothing will ever stand in your way, no matter how dark or hopeless it may seem. Keep your faith. Alhamdulillah. Have a blessed Ramadan Mubarak. Amen, amen, amen.
As-salamu alaykum.
Well, yes, I am.
Ramadan Mubarak. Y'all take care now.
Okay, sister, Haji Lala, you want to close out with prayer?
Yeah. First, I want to say I'm trying to link everybody on the line and God helped, what he said about doing for self. But God said he helped those who help themselves in the Christian verse.
Right.
So we got to be, all of us, be more conscious and consistent in trying to get knit with people that get close knit with people that think like ourselves and see if they can join us or be committed to supporting one another. We got a lot of ideas, but we got to support. Thank you for your time.
You're right. Long way.
Okay, you all ready?
Ready.
Okay. Audibilad Minashatan Rajin, Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rafi Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malachi, Omadin, Iyak, and Abuda, Wayak, and Astain. إتنا سفرات موسكين سرات الذين أنت عليهم وإما دوبي عليهم ولا دولي آمين آمين
آمين
Lord. Thank everybody for coming out. We'll try to have this thing running on time. Tomorrow, God willing. And until then, we pray that Allah bless us all with a good Ramadan and a good night rest and a blessed Ramadan and a good night rest and bless us early rise when we get back on the case trying to break our fast and make our lives. Keep being good.
Amen.
Amen.